This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am he, and he is I, Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He is the most eligible man at Sports Radio 99 The Game. He has the worst dating app profile, probably in the United States. Mr. Abraham, we call him Abe, Gordon. She is the queen of tofu, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, which kicks back off tonight for the second half of the season. The leader and founder of Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack, and we have Dom C behind the glass pushing the ones and twos. He's in place of the most vanilla man in Atlanta radio, Dylan Matthews, who's somewhere. I don't know where.
He's at a wedding.
Yeah, I knew it, but I was just, you know, covering for him.
Why is that covering? But that's wonderful occasion that he's out for. Why would he need covering?
I don't know. Not all weddings are wonderful. I mean, ask the Coldplay guy. He probably wishes he wasn't married right now. Anyways,
okay.
This is the Morning Shift. We are back in studio, finally. It's very rare that I go five shows without being in studio on this shift.
Yeah.
But that's what we did, Allie. You as well.
Yep.
We were down at Murph's on Saturday from the All-Star Village, kind of area Galleria. And then we had 4 days of SEC Media Days. I am happy that I didn't stand outside of a door for 20 minutes. It was supposed to have been open today. But I'm a little bit sad because I kind of enjoy being down there. I am a hater of SEC Media Days. I hate the event because my professional career has been spent doing what Garrett did, wrangling guests, getting told no, getting blown off by SIDs, and being, as Abe puts it, professionally annoying, I think is the verbiage that he used, because that's the job. But this year, I really enjoyed it because I didn't have to do all that. I just got to sit back and tell Garrett, hey, I want to talk to him. Why are we not getting that person? Why is Billy Napier not coming over here? Like, that kind of stuff. And I had a blast this year.
You were absolutely distracted by everyone that was walking around.
Yeah.
It was kind of like seeing a kid in a candy store. Like, there's so-and-so, there's so-and-so. We'd be in the middle of a break, and Bo's looking to the right, not paying attention, because there are so many people walking around. It truly is bizarre to be back in the studio today, and I know you're just making fun of me off the air, but I forgot what floor we're on this morning.
True story, Abe.
When Bo and I got in the elevator, I was like, wait, it's 9, right?
So I had Allie's ring thing, which I almost forgot.
The ring light.
Yeah. And so when I was getting out of my truck and I saw Allie pull up with the fogged up windows, you're not doing it right. You had the windows all the way down with the air on, by the way.
Dang.
And she's like this, like trying to see over the fog. Yep. I don't know. I started laughing. But anyway, so I put the pouch of the ring thing in her car. And I was like, well, you know, so I'm waiting. So we walked to the elevator together, and she jumps in front of me, swipes her card, and then just looks blankly at the buttons, and then looked at me and goes, it's 9, right? Yeah, that's the floor we work on.
You know what vibes it's giving off? You remember, like, for winter break, you would leave school, and then the first morning back, you're like, I don't, locker code, gone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No idea.
Yes, yeah. Like, exactly.
It's been 2 weeks. You've been putting this code in multiple times a day for 5 straight months.
Yeah, that's
2 weeks,
really good,
and it's just gone.
That's a very good analogy. I actually love that, because you're, and the funny thing is like, you start turning it.
The no idea. Doesn't
and
come.
You just keep turning. You're like, where do I stop?
Right.
36. That's funny.
That's such a core memory right there.
It happened to everyone. I don't feel bad. It happened to me.
No,
it happens to everyone.
It absolutely happens to everyone.
Yeah. I was going to say, did you guys ever have like your lunch codes that you forgot? Because I know we had a specific code we had to put in when we got our lunch. And if you forgot that, you couldn't get lunch.
You couldn't eat.
To this day, yeah. I would say to this day, I still remember my lunch code number. My lunch code number was 8118556.
Oh, wow.
That's a long code.
Yeah. Do they reassign it?
No, it was the same one every year.
Okay.
Same lunch code every year.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, you know, we have a number at our club.
And,
that they put, because you just pay at the end
that's
of the month.
That's just your tab, yeah.
And it's because Dom made me think about it when he brought up the lunch code.
Yeah.
Well, you get familiar with people, and they know who you are. So you never have to say it. Well, we've had a turnover where we've got a bunch of new waiters and waitresses. They asked me the other night, and I was like, good question. I don't know. And then I remembered it, and I'm not going to say it, because then people be using it that do listen to my... Because I got a buddy that plays at MGA, and he listens, and he's a Mets fan. And he listens to the 6 to 7 AMR. And he was like, I'm glad SEC Media Days are over. And I was like, oh, you're not, yeah, because you're not an SEC fan either, are you?
The amount of people who spew their code for country clubs out loud with other people near, and it never gets Underhill tabbed. It never gets abused.
Oh, it's
shocking to me.
That's no, it has.
I'm sure it does, but like
you don't.
People are so open about. Like I don't go to country clubs that much, but when I'm with my brother and we go to his, and people are just yelling out their codes out loud all the time. Like you guys trust everyone here, huh? Just
there's blindly? An honor code. We've done it to each other, like our good buddies, but it's like very rare. And if we want to do it, we'll just be like, hey, put it on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So-and-so stab and like, just do it. And then, you know, and they normally, they know that we're not like, they know that we have permission. Like it's pretty well. I want to ask you guys real quick. I know we're going to get into some messages, guys. But my Carter, my MGA partner, was out.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my buddy Christian, who is he's a member of the MGA, but he doesn't play regularly, right?
Okay.
And so he jumped in. He's a very good player. Very good. Like, he's a 4 handicap.
You brought it in a ringer.
Yeah, but he didn't ring last night at all. But he's a really good dude. And now I play with the same foursome pretty much mostly.
Okay.
And so I was playing with my other two buddies. So my one buddy, my buddy Christian Hetz, and my one buddy goes, he's a wise guy, right? He's always cracking. He's like, you swing like a country club kid. It's a country club kid swing. Because Christian's younger than us. He's like in his late 20s, I guess, maybe mm-hmm. early 30s. And I straight looked at him and I'm like, hey, man, you know, you have like a 16-year-old son who plays golf. You ever think that he's a country club kid and you shouldn't be cracking on him? And he just looked at me, like stopped him in his tracks, like had nothing to say. But I was like, you can't say that. Like, you're raising your kids as country club kids.
Right.
And we're not a country club. We're just a golf club, all right? Mm-hmm. I think of a country club is you got like lockers and you got a locker room and everything, and you pull up and you have valet. Like, we ain't got that.
I don't know. You've got a code and you can't use cash at that place. It sounds like a country club to me.
I mean, I could use my credit card if I wanted.
Bougie.
No, I'm not bougie. I'm anything but bougie.
Can I show up and play?
With me, yeah.
See?
Without you.
It's a private club.
Yeah, that's
there
a club.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, it's a club.
I could get permission for you to do it probably, but I don't like doing that because I don't like I don't like other people doing it. And they do. And they never know how things go. Like, it irritates me, so I don't know.
I wasn't asking. I was just, that's definitely
I know
a country
you
club. It's definitely a country club.
It's not
just
a country
way to
club.
Point it out. Well, we have a lot of interviews to get to today, including Mick the Caddy is going to join us. To give us all the updates on the Open Championship going on. That's going to be at 8 a.m.
The British Open, yes.
The British Open. Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, is going to be joining us at 8:20.
Yep.
Yankees are in town. And there was news of a trade last night. I didn't have a chance to ask him about it, so I'm curious to see what he thinks this is going to do for the Braves.
Good old Dane Dunning.
Yes. And 8:40, we're going to talk to Brad Guzan of Atlanta United. We only have a minute or so left, though, Bo. So I want to talk to you about Greg Sankey, because you stayed back with Sandra yesterday on the steakhouse. Abe and I were listening on the way home. But how was that interview yesterday?
It was good. I realized that Sankey's looking at me and I'm looking at him and I'm like, we do not live in the same world.
Right.
Because, you know, this guy wears a suit. He's very...
Goes to a country club.
He has a real country club. I mean, he was talking about going to the All-Star game and, you know, hanging out with Rob Manfred. And he was like, yeah, me and Rob Manfred were talking about baseball stuff. And I'm like, it's a commissioner party, right? And I was like, yeah, I didn't go to the All-Star game. But had I probably would have been eating a hot dog in, like, the outfield.
By the way, it sounded like it was his second straight All-Star game.
Yeah. And so I don't know where the All-Star game is next year, but I have a feeling it's not in SEC territory. So maybe won't be in the same city this year, but next year. But he had some interesting things. I asked him about the strength of schedule metric that the College Football Playoff is using. And he basically said the gist of what I got out of it, Allie, was that you can get similar credit for playing a very bad team as you do getting a team that, like, if you're a very good team playing a very bad team, you can get similar credit for that win as a team that 65th gets for playing 66th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not right. But he also, I felt like he agreed with me when I asked it, because I said, I ask the questions the way I do, which is I ask it 3 times and kind of tell you that it doesn't make sense to me. And I did that, and he was like, yeah, it's not very transparent, and we need more transparency with that data metric. And it was a question that Abe and I had actually talked. I think it was Abe and I had talked about asking, and he kind of led me into it. So I thought it was good. It's interesting. He's never going to tell you speaking of transparency, he's never going to tell you, I think, everything.
Yeah.
But if I always tell you guys this, if you listen closely to what they're saying and follow and can kind of understand with all their political wordage,
mm-hmm.
They'll tell you something. And I felt like I got out of that he doesn't enjoy the transparency that the College Football Playoff Committee has at times.
Well, and that's just one piece of yesterday from SEC Media Days. We're going to talk about much more that was going on yesterday at the College Football Hall of Fame. That will be coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.